Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Nicholas Owen, whose story begins now. St. Nicholas Owen. The capture of King James's number one fugitive, hero of the people and savior to hundreds of Catholic priests tortured in the Bloody Tower until he died a crime in the statutes of England to kill under torture. The jailers claims of suicide were issued to save their own necks. St. Nicholas Owen never gave away the whereabouts of any priest hole he had built. St. Nicholas Owen, 17th century engraving showing the Catholic Nicholas Owen being tortured in the tower. Owen may have died under torture, though his jailers claimed that he had stabbed himself, which he did not. He did not and would not release any information as to the whereabouts of priests that were in hiding. Oh God, you gave us St. Nicholas Owen as an example of courage, faith, and dedication. He lived a life of service to you and to your church, and devoted himself to protecting and supporting the priests and religious who were persecuted during this time. And we ask you to grant us the grace to imitate his virtues and to follow his example of fearless devotion to you. Help us to be brave in defending our faith and to remain steadfast in our commitment to you, even in the face of persecution and suffering. And we ask St. Nicholas Owen to intercede for us before your throne, that we may be granted the strength to stand up for what is right, and to defend those who are oppressed or marginalized. May his prayers and example inspire us to work for justice and peace, and do always seek your will, Lord, in all that we do. May his life and witness remind us of the sacrifices that have been made throughout history to preserve and protect our holy Catholic faith, and may his legacy inspire us to continue this work with courage and conviction. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. March 1606 was an English Jesuit lay brother who was the principal builder of priest holes during the reigns of Queen Elizabeth I and James I of England. Owen built many priest holes in the buildings of English Catholics from from 1588 until his final arrest in 1606, when he was tortured to death by prison authorities in the Tower of London. Owen is honored as a martyr by the Catholic Church and was canonized by Pope Paul VI in 1970. Nicholas Owen was born around 1562 in Oxford, England, into a devoutly Catholic family and grew up during the Penal Laws. His father, Walter Owen, was a carpenter, and Nicholas was apprenticed as a joiner in February 1577, acquiring the skills that he would use to build hiding places. Two of his oldest brothers became priests. Nicholas Owens was a Jesuit brother whose talents as a mason and carpenter provided priests with concealed hiding places in the homes of Catholics and enabled the priests to avoid capture despite the most thorough of searches. Nicholas, familiarly known as Little John, was small in stature, but big in the esteem of his fellow Jesuits. Nicholas Owens is the patron saint of illusionists and escapologists due to his facility at using trump when creating his hide outs. But he was a genius at finding creative places of safety, subterranean passages, small spaces between walls, impenetrable recesses. Owen served as a servant of Edmund Campion, who was arrested by priest hunters in 1581 and was himself arrested for protesting Campion's innocence. At one point, he was even able to mastermind the escape of two Jesuits from the Tower of London. Whenever Nicholas set out to design such hiding places, he began by receiving the Holy Eucharist, and he would turn to God in prayer throughout the long, dangerous construction processes. After many years at his usual task, Nicholas entered the Society of Jesus and served as a lay brother. Although for very good reasons, his connection with the Jesuits was kept secret. Upon his release, he entered the service of a Jesuit around 1588. For the next 18 years, St. Owens built hiding places for Catholic priests in the homes of Catholic families, and he frequently traveled from one house to another under the name of Little John, and accepted only the necessities of life as payment before he started off for a new project. He also used Little Michael and Andrews as names, and during the daytime he would work as a traveling carpenter to deflect suspicion. And after a number of narrow escapes, he himself was finally caught in 1594. Torture. Nicholas refused to disclose the names of other Catholics. And after being released following the payment of a ransom, Little John went back to his work. He was arrested again in 1606, and this time was subjected to horrible tortures, suffering, and agonizing death. And the jailers tried suggesting that he had confessed and committed suicide. But his heroism and suffering soon were widely known. Owen was of very short stature and suffered from a hernia. as well as a crippled leg from a horse falling on him. Nevertheless, his work often involved breaking through thick stonework, and to minimize the likelihood of betrayal, he often worked at night and always alone. Sometimes he built an easily discovered outer hiding place, which concealed an inner hiding place. And the location of the secret room was known to only himself and the owner of the house. Examples of his work survive at Salston Hall in Cambridgeshire, Hall in Norfolk. And after being committed to the prison on the southern bank of the Thames River, St. Owen was then removed to the Tower of London, and he was submitted to torture on the rack, dangling from a wall by both wrists, held fast in iron gauntlets, and his body hanging. As his hernia allowed his intestines to bulge out during this procedure, the rack master strapped a circular plate of iron to his stomach. And when he remained stubborn, it is believed that he was transferred to the rack, where the greater power of the wind forced out his hernia, which was then slashed by the plate, resulting in his death. Owen revealed nothing to his inquisitors and died in the night between the 1 and 2nd of March, 1606. Canonized as one of the 40 martyrs of England and Wales by Pope Paul VI on October the 25th, 1970. And Owen is honored as a martyr by the Catholic Church and was canonized by Pope Paul VI in 1970 as one of the 40 martyrs of England and Wales. And Lord, we thank you for the life of this precious saint who strived and thought of others who were in need of his help and for their safety, preserving the Catholic faith in England at a time when it was harshly persecuted. And so he safeguarded many priests and those they served. We thank you for St. Nicholas Owen and his witness and his courage and strength, because he safeguarded priests so at his time, and he had a devotion to the Eucharist, and he would receive the Eucharist in the state of grace before he undertook a project to save the lives of priests and those whom they served. So today, around the throne of our Lord and with saints around him today, the joy they experience today are calling for us to pray for our priests today. And so we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today, perhaps some in lands of persecution, not unlike that of the time of Nicholas Owen in England and Wales. So we pray for priests everywhere, that they administer the sacraments that are life-giving for our benefits.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priest.
I'm the man in black.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful, O Mother of the Word Incarnate. Despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mary. I love you, Saint Joseph. I love you, my guardian angel. Thank you for Saint Nicholas Owen today, as we pray for our priests today. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace them, our bishops, with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. And give them peace, Lord, and health. And make them fertile ground for your inspiration and love. And comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Give them strength, Lord. And give them your love, Lord. And courage and wisdom, Lord. Fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, Lord. And we pray for our altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil, Lord, and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may serve worthily at your holy altar. All for the honor and glory of God. Amen. And we pray for all children. Pray for all those who participate in our choirs around the world. We pray for holy marriages. We pray for children, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts of our children and grandchildren.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children,
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in the strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children and grandchildren God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Nicholas Owen and Saint Sebastian and Saint Nicholas and Saint Maria Grady and Saint Daphna and Saint Philomena and Saint Gianna and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel and Saint Raphael the Archangel and Saint Gabriel the Archangel and Saint Monica and Saint Anthony and all you blessed saints and angels. Lord, you are our children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are the God of my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for the prodigals, and we pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord, those who are resident in prison and their families. And may they be aware of your presence with them and may your Spirit bring them peace and hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and our frontline responders, first line responders, our EMTs. And we pray for our hospital doctors and nurses. And we pray for all those who are ill and sick and recovering in the hospital, that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus. In union with the masses spread throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed. We pray for those who have recently passed. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who is crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm. Those who are held back by addictions like abortion or like drugs and pornography, terrible addictions. And we pray for deliverance from those addictions, Lord. And we do pray for those who are contemplating suicide and contemplating having an abortion. We pray for the end of abortion, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, who are caught in the eye of the storm.
Plenty of time. Bye.
And we pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, that if they can see their hearts, the hearts of Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, if they can see the love of Jesus and Mary, then they could find strength and salvation. I give myself to the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I consecrate to him my life, my actions, pains, and sufferings, so that henceforth I shall be unwilling to make use of any part of my being except for the honor, love, and glory of the Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart, O Love.
O Mary, Virgin most powerful and Mother of Mercy, Queen of Heaven, and Refuge of sinners, we consecrate ourselves to your Immaculate Heart. We consecrate to you our very being and our whole life, all that we have, all that we love, and all that we are. And that's why it's important for those who are caught in the eye of the storm to see and recognize the heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary that is life transforming and can save and lead to salvation and change lives. We pray for those caught in the eye of the storm that they would recognize and see
The Litany of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of Heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from thy creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable, was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we, who commemorate this sweet and loving heart, may, by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin, merit to be found like to the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and unto the
and our God, and our all of the saints, Saint Nicholas Owen, are all counting on us. They're praying for us. They're not just up there just hoping that we can make it to the finish line. No, they are there praying for us as we are running the race and fighting the fight. So heaven is counting on us. And hear deeper truth. We will tell the world.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your seat at the right-taking telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
A testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
I'm
And I want to thank Nicholas Owens for his being in the gap today and for his witness and his courage and strength and for his love for the Catholic faith and for the Eucharist and for his love in saving many Catholic priests. And tomorrow we will have Saint Turibius of Mogrovejo's story, along with, together with Rose of Lima. Turibius is the first known saint of the New World serving the Lord in Peru, South America. And so his story will be, he will be in the gap tomorrow. And so we look forward to seeing you there, Saint Turibius, and exploring your story and thanking you, Lord, for his life, for all the lives of these precious saints. And so we will close now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you've given us. We have a thankful heart. And thank you, Lord. And our hearts are on fire. The Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our hearts are on fire. And so we will close at this time in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we will be back tomorrow, and we will see you all tomorrow there in Deeper Truth Land. And we thank you, Lord, for all the great gifts you've given us. We have a thankful heart. Amen and good day.